USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee report explaining the impeachment charges against President Trump is out. The report outlines the Democrats' case that the president leveraged foreign aid to pressure Ukraine to investigate a political rival ahead of the 2020 election. A full vote in the House is expected on Wednesday. Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas tells Fox News,
"How big will the jailbreak be by the Democrats? We've already seen one Democrat apparently switching parties over it, another saying he's going to vote against it."
Now, regarding a Senate trial, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is pushing for testimony from some current and former White House officials.
"The four witnesses we propose have direct knowledge of why the aid to Ukraine was delayed."
The New York Democrat speaking at the Capitol, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
New York City honors those who have fought hard to make the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund permanent. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
At a Monday morning ceremony, Mayor Bill de Blasio presented the city's highest civic honor, the Bronze Medallion, to unions, first responders, politicians, and organizations who all lobbied to get compensation for thousands who are injured or sick from the toxic debris from the 9/11 terrorist attacks in Lower Manhattan.
For 18 long years, reminded our nation you can't just give lip service to those who serve. You actually have to do something about it for them and their families.
Among those honored posthumously were firefighter Ray Pfeiffer and police officer Luis Alvarez, who both repeatedly went to Washington while they were dying of cancer, begging lawmakers to make the fund permanent.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge in Belgium. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has dropped 2 cents a gallon down to $2.56, which is the lowest level since March. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Gasoline inventories were the main cause behind the 2 cent drop in the price of the pump, as inventories jumped yet again to a sizable 5 million barrels, an increase thanks to sluggish demand. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us Oklahoma has the lowest price, while Hawaii the highest.
Across the U.S., the cheapest state for gasoline is Oklahoma, where the average is $2.17. Amongst the nation's priciest states for gas, Hawaii at $3.64, which is finally overtaking California, which slid to $3.62 a gallon. In third place, Washington State, an average of $3.23 per gallon.
Richard Jewell's widow spoke out after his name is back in the national headlines after legendary Hollywood actor and director Clint Eastwood's new movie, Richard Jewell, opened nationwide Friday. Dana Jewell tells Fox News what she thought of the movie.
I enjoyed the movie. My family and friends and I, we laughed and we cried. We cried a lot. You know, it shows that he was the hero, and I think it shows very well what the media and the FBI did to him.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.